But now you get an hour and a half of us, Jules.
Great. I've always wanted an hour and a half of us. What happened to the 2 hours? I mean, isn't that our slot?
Well, there will be 2 hours soon. It's just, we're just got to work out the time slot. It's a new season. There's a lot of mixing around going. Hopefully, we'll get 2 hours.
And this one's directed at you, Tom Graham, of course. SSR manager. We're coming after you.
We're going to go for your pets first. No.
Your pet alligator and your parrot.
You do realize that...
Do you know his parrot said mean things about me?
I don't know if he has a parrot.
Julius.
Are you sure he has a parrot?
He has a parrot.
Yeah, he does?
Yeah.
I'm sure... I'm just going to warn you. Since we are on the station, we probably shouldn't be like talking bad about anyone that's above us. Because, I mean,
like,
we're at the bottom.
I'd like to think kind of like a Cyrus XM... of course, a satellite radio station in America. You know, I am the Howard Jones of the radio station.
Nobody knows who Howard Jones is.
You know, I get paid over $500 million to basically stay on this radio station.
I'm the Andrew Bolt of Herald Sun. No money in the station.
Huge money. I got a sandwich.
Did you say you were the Andrew Bolt of the station?
Yeah, I did.
What?
No, I'm saying I'm the Andrew Bolt of the Herald Sun. You know, they need me. They need me, Tom. And here's another thing. I mean, I mean, last week I got paid a sandwich. Okay,
you got paid a sandwich.
I'm moving up.
Moving off in the world. Well, why did you get paid a sandwich? I didn't get anything.
You're not a big name.
This is bullshit.
Dude, I was on 7 PM Project.
Yeah, were you?
Corresponding for Melbourne. That's how big I am.
Shit, you took over some other girl.
And it's like, what's happening? I'm like, oh yeah, Federation Square. There's that dodgy guy on stilts, and he's like, oh, look at me, I'm on stilts. Oh, give me money. And I'm like, I nailed it.
You nailed it.
I'm going to be actually replacing Husey.
Oh, no.
Next time. Husey's got nothing on me.
Husey's got nothing on either.
He's not as hot as me. I mean...
Well, he's pretty good looking, though. Let's be honest.
The gap between his tooth is bigger than mine, admittedly.
It's a bit sexy.
So, like, whoa. Hello. I didn't know about this. Maybe that's why you're always trying to hit on... Is that why I caught you fapping to that chick who sailed around the world? That Jessica chick? Is that why you were fapping to her? Because her teeth, I mean, you know.
Because you could just fit it right between the two.
You could fit it in between and more. You could fit a couple in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
It's like a chasm.
That's wrong. Well, anyway, this is so...
Once it goes in, it's lost. Julius. It's never coming back.
Julius, this is supposed to be our intro, right?
Right.
We really haven't introduced the show at all.
Okay,
apart from
right.
the fact we talk a lot of shit. But on today's show, we're going to be the solutions to all your problems. But also, this is something I like to do. So it's new semester. I want to introduce this. Have a celebrity birthday every week. We just celebrate.
Okay.
Just sort of take a minute out in the intro.
And we're going to be partying hard.
We've got our LSD ready. Yeah, exactly.
Line of cocaine on the panel. And we're going to be snorting it throughout the show.
But this week, it's none other. Or what's the date today? 18th.
Right.
It's none other than Mika. You know the singer Mika?
Mika.
It's his birthday. He turns 30-something.
Mika.
I'd just like to say, well, he is, of course, the guy that created the song Grace Kelly.
Who the Fuck Remembers.
No, and he had an abnormally large or high voice, sorry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd just like to thank him. It's not a thank. It's like, fuck you. I hate you,
right.
Mika.
Thank you for ruining the industry.
Exactly. Hopefully, you never create anything ever again and we never hear from you.
But where's he now? I mean, he had his debut album, of course, smashingly hot.
It was just Hot 30. Lowie was Lowie. Lowie loved it in 2005.
Where's Lowie right now? He's under a desk, you know, probably getting beaten by his boss for not filing the papers. I assume he's some kind of assistant now at, you know, some kind of mutual fund.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, just Mika. This is your birthday show.
Wow.
Hope you enjoy.
What have we got planned? I mean, is Mika going to be on the show? We're going to play Mika on the show.
No, we hate Mika.
Why
would I do any of that?
What's the anti-Mika?
Some
good music.
Taya Chappie is some anti-Mika.
Exactly. And you're listening to 3SSR, of course, internet radio streaming live throughout the world. Too bad no one's listening throughout the world. But hey, you know what? We got hope on this show, and that's what it's about.
And welcome back. That was Taya Chappie with their track... Her love is a fountain. No, her love is a mountain. Truth in her fountain.
Well, you really prepared that.
I mean, you were
just reading it over and over again on the script. I can't believe you.
Tragic. Yeah, I know. So, Jules, just outside, before we move on, there's a little a party going on tonight. If you're in Swinburne, it's the Wild Boar, which is the student magazine. It's their launch party.
Right.
And we're just outside the studio. So, as soon as we come out, we'll get a rounding applause from everyone.
Oh, dude, we're getting ready. We're taking our clothes off bit by bit throughout the show. So maybe if you're looking through the window.
And if you're there for the party, just come in. Oh, well, no, look through the window. Don't come in. Definitely
please.
Don't come in. But look through the window at us.
We're like the bubble children. Then, you know, if you open the door, the germs come in and we start getting all giggly.
And I mean, you could like ruin our program because as soon as someone looks in, we just fail at
mate,
being presented.
This program couldn't get any worse than it already is. But hey, so what's coming up?
Well, Jules,
I mean, that's what the people want.
Jules, you've always kind of been a bit scared of my driving techniques, right?
Doing burnouts at the lights. I mean, not exactly. I mean, when you do a right turn, you know, at an intersection, you always try and drift. I mean, that's a bit dangerous.
I try to drift. It is in my mum's Mitsubishi, so it doesn't do very well.
And you know, the even worst thing, we were sandwiched between a bus and a truck, and you went and drifted anyway.
That's
and I was
what
like,
I do.
What are you doing, man?
Well, in reality, I don't actually do many drifts because I can't. I don't have the ability to. But I do pull up quite close to cars. That freaks you out when we drive.
Yeah, especially like you often tailgate, and I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
No,
Tom.
It's not. It's only one demerit point, so it's not. It's not illegal. It doesn't count.
Tom knows a guy from the bureau. I think apparently he's got 200 points or something. He keeps stacking them on. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know.
Who he's having sex with?
It's the main person for Vic Roads.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Because if you do it with the receptionist and then afterwards
they
tell you,
I
can't do shit.
No, they're not
going to
do anything.
Just had sex with an ugly person. Bang!
Take that, everyone that works at Vic Roads. Yeah. You're ugly.
No, that's not true.
But the point of this little conversation I bring up, Jules, is because I recently crashed my mother's car.
Well, aren't you just a trooper?
I know. I'll give you a little bit of a backstory, I guess. I was driving up in the hills because I live up in the Dandenong Ranges. And I was driving home, it was late at night, bit wet, 11 o'clock, and I just lost control of the back of the car. I did actually do a massive drift, Jules.
Well, there you go, that you actually successfully drifted.
Well,
once.
I wouldn't say successfully, as I did smash the front of the car into an embankment.
Jeez.
And then spun out of control. It was quite a life. It wasn't that bad of a crash, really, but I was a bit scared. I was a bit shaken up.
So what's it like going through a crash? Because I remember when I first crashed, I couldn't help but thinking, I'm going to die. Did that happen to you?
It wasn't so much that because it was so fast, but at the same moment, everything slows down.
Uh-huh.
Everything slows down. It's like you're in a TV show. You're like, oh no, my car is sideways. I have to get back to the other side of the road. So you do the whole like, you cross back over, the car spins around. Once I hit the embankment, that's when I had the realization. I was like, I may actually hurt myself here. I don't want to die. I don't want to get really injured in this.
I'm scared of pain.
Exactly. But eventually, I did survive and the car was drivable.
Well, I mean, you did have to amputate an arm. Let's be honest now.
Well, I'm getting a prosthetic tomorrow. So.
Oh, and a bit of prostate, eh? You want to get it checked out?
I'll
do it for you if you want.
I don't
want to. During the song. Prostate.
I'm doing your prostate check
after this next song.
I don't need one.
Live on the show, coming up, Tom's getting his prostate. Because I'm a qualified professional.
No,
I get paid.
My backyard abortions, that's going great. What are you doing?
Really
man?
Good.
What are you doing?
I'm making money. I'm trying to make money. If you're pregnant, come to my house. Bang. It's out of there.
No,
punch
dude.
Punch you in
you,
the box.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to help people.
This is horrible.
I thought this was a helping segment, okay? Well, it is now.
The whole show is helping, but I don't think that helps many people. Backyard abortions.
Come on, it's uni. You've woken up.
You've woken up pregnant. Is that what you just said? I just woke up.
Just
when I was
woke
pregnant.
Up, you know, at a party or
I
maybe just in the gutter somewhere.
I passed out and then next morning I was pregnant.
Well, I assume a lot of our listeners live in, say, the far eastern suburbs where it's very likely to... I wake up pregnant. I mean, even if you're just in your home.
If you live in Roeville,
pregnant.
I'm sorry, but this is you.
It doesn't even have to be at a party, you know, just at home, you know,
just
Sunday. Wake up. God damn it, I'm pregnant.
How did that happen again?
I don't know.
But
naughty parents.
Anyway,
that's illegal.
Way off the topic of
so
my
cars.
Car.
I mean,
but
what is
I was
with
just,
these cars?
So that happened a couple of weeks ago. And then to back this up, you know, I'm a bit shaken up. I'm not driving great at the moment. So I'm about to go out. This is last weekend. And my grandparents are over for dinner. They've parked their nice new Subaru,
right.
In the driveway.
How many
turbos
is that?
I'm going out, guys. I'll catch you guys later. They're like, don't reverse into grandpa's car. Don't do it. Don't do it. Like, they specifically, all of them were like, remember, his car's out there. And I'm like, sweet, no worries. Jump in the car. And because it's a habit to just reverse without looking, I smash the back of my dad's car into my grandpa's car. And I'm like, oh, no. I can't believe I just did that.
So you just completely ignored the advice of your mother.
Yes, yes.
Just, you know what? Yep. I'm going to listen, but not listen.
It wasn't just my mother. It was my grandmother and my father. And they all said it. Don't crash into the car.
So what was the consequence? Did you just drive off?
It wasn't. I got out and I was like, oh, no. Nothing was wrong with my dad's car. It was okay. My grandfather's had a little dint in the side, so it wasn't major. Car could still be fine. Driver's had a dint, but he's this type of person that gets very particular about his cars. So I was quite scared. I was like, you know what? It's dark. I'm gonna drive away. So I went home. I went off.
Yep.
And I just thought, oh, they'll just think they crashed into something another time. I'm sweet. And that went through the next day, and I was like, oh, fine, good as, nothing's happened. I get a call from mom because I'm out, and she's like, did you crash into grandpa's car? I don't know. Did I? I pleaded ignorance for the whole conversation. Yeah, I did end up having to apologize to my grandfather and my dad, who was furious at me.
Jesus, Tom.
So in the space of 2 weeks, I crashed my mom's car, and then I crashed into my grandfather's car. So I have a really bad track record with driving.
I mean, no wonder I'm worried when you're behind the wheel of a fast V8. Is that what it is? I don't know my cars.
Neither of the cars are V8s.
They're V8s.
They're V8s.
What, V10s? Jesus Christ, Tom. V10s. But what I just can't trust you. I mean, why are you so just dangerous?
I don't know. I need solutions, Julius. No, this is just a general question. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Have you considered walking? I mean, you know, uni is about 2 hours away.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not a walkable trip.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Cut that time in half.
What?
Power walking. It's
so
like walking only twice as fast.
I power walk from Fernie Creek, where I live, to Hawthorne, to uni.
Well, I mean, you don't have to power walk the whole way. You can power walk to the station, maybe. I mean, sure, that's like two hours still.
Yeah, it's the station, I guess.
You're helping the environment. You know, no one likes a driver who crashes and pollutes.
You're doing the two worst things you can as a driver at the moment. I'm going straight to hell.
Gee, and you're a liar too.
I'm a liar.
You know, lying about crashing your parents' cars.
Oh no!
What would Judas think?
Isn't Judas? Isn't he a bad guy?
Now, see, this is good, because if this was a commercial station, we'd cut to Lady Gaga's Judas. Apparently, so we'll go a bit segue here, but apparently that song, actually the sample was stolen from actually a recording program.
Really?
So it was already a preset. And I was like, Gaga, you're not original.
She's not even hot. She doesn't know what she's doing
anymore.
What's with
your new clip? Huh? You're like a cyborg or something?
Yeah, weird.
No one wants
weird,
to fap to that.
Another option, back to the car thing, Jules.
Here we go.
Another option my parents gave me was giving me an advanced driving course.
I've heard they are quite good, actually.
I like the idea of it. It's like it teaches you how to not die as badly if you roll a car.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to be in the situation where I have to deliberately crash into things and, like, could hurt myself.
Well,
I'm a bit of a bitch in that way.
I don't think it's that intense. They're not saying, you know, go head first at a car.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly
sure they do that.
If you don't brake, you're going to crash and kill yourself.
Well, I think that's the case with this. They're going to be like, oh, so swerve on this, like, icy road right now. I don't want to swerve. I'm going to crash. Nah, just do it.
We're going to have a track. I'm going to have, like, spikes everywhere. And if you crash into the spikes, too bad. You can't drive. And so I think it's more if you can make it through it. If you can get through the challenges.
But then what if I don't make it through it?
Well, too bad, man. GG.
Then I'm dead.
There goes Tom.
GG.
You know, put you on the fire pit.
What's GG?
Good game.
Good game?
Good game. You're done.
It's a good game. I'm dead.
Gun on gun. You're done, mate.
Wow.
Wow.
That was interesting voice you had just put on, Jules.
Yeah, I just...
But
just
I don't
happens.
I don't really see that I have many other options in the whole driving thing.
Well, I mean, how about flying? Flying's always a lot safer.
Well, I don't know about that, Jules, because what, you want me to fly or get flown around?
Well, if you can afford it, obviously. I'd prefer it if you got flown around.
Yeah, well, I don't... If I can't drive a car, why would I be trusted with driving a plane?
Tom, it's questions like that ruin me. Okay, obviously I'm talking shit. If you haven't noticed for the past 10 minutes... I don't know. What do you think you should do?
That's the thing. I want you guys to text in and tell me what to do. But I know you probably won't because you're not listening. But if you are, it's 0435-733-691.
What to do? Of course, please text in. We're going to cut to a small song.
Jules, did we get any text through that little break?
Of course, we did not get any texts.
Oh, disappointing. Nobody gives a shit about me and my driving problems.
Well, I mean, it's only disappointing if you expect... Oh my God, we did... No, that's sent messages. Oh, great. Oh,
well done, Jules.
Shattered. Shattered. You know, I thought we had stuff going for us.
You just saw all the messages we've been sending people.
Yeah.
Hey.
Pretty much.
Everyone that texts in, we just send them a message back. Just like, show us your tits.
Text us back. Yeah, show us your tits. If it's a dude, tits show out, us your tits anyway. Because I like man tits. You just turned off... actually, no, this is my headphones. Anyway, Tom.
Yes. Well, I was kind of relying on a couple of solutions for but you know, you don't want to help me out, do you, Jules? You'd rather see me die.
I would actually, yeah, you know, you're right in that sense. I would rather see you die.
That's vicious. That's a vicious attack.
But I mean,
attack.
Have you had a chauffeur? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that I could understand that. But again, I'm incredibly poor. I need cheap options. Like,
well,
I
that's
just...
why kidnapping is a viable option.
Kidnapping
I kidnapped my neighbor's kid. He's driving. I mean, sure, he's 10.
He's driving you around?
He's driving me around in their car.
Oh, and wow. So I got him saving money on petrol.
I got him to steal their parents' car, drove it to mine. Of course, he's next door neighbor. So it's a bit dodgy. I mean, it's like, yeah, why is your car in my driveway? It's like,
and you go, wait, hold on, man. What are you talking about? This is mine.
Whoa. What are you talking about, buddy? Because what I did, this is very smart of me.
Okay.
On the license plate, I crossed out one of the numbers and put a different one.
Oh, so you just like, hey, just texter.
Permanent marker. Texter, it wipes off, you know,
so
when it's raining.
So it's permanent.
Permanent.
Now. Wow, well done.
You know, and the thing, people think, use texter, permanent marker. Sure, it's a dollar more at the $2 shop. But hey, you know what? You don't have to keep reusing. It's great. That's what it's about. And this kid, you know, I kind of leave him in the boot. And every time I want to drive, you know, I just open the boot, take him out. He's always really tired and hungry. I haven't fed him for a while now.
Oh, that's... Well, I like your idea of a chauffeur, but I just don't think that I should kidnap someone's child and make them malnutrition.
Well, then you're going to have to deal with this. You're just not going to drive then.
I'm not going to drive.
It's either drive or kidnap and drive.
Drive. Well, okay, I get that. I like the other idea you raised before, the song of flying, because I just think, you know, just get a light plane. I mean, you can't really land at many places.
I say land it on, you know, Hume Highway.
Hume Highway.
That kind of thing.
Just in the middle of the freeway.
Yeah, exactly. Or an oval pitch.
Yeah, or...
If you keep circling an oval... I mean, I'm assuming it's big enough. Probably isn't. Don't do it, please. But, you know, you just circle the oval, fly off, or you can get a helicopter, you know?
Oh, that's an even better option.
Because then
you could land that on top of buildings.
Exactly.
Land it on someone's house.
Yeah, probably break the house.
But then it's exciting for them.
I got a helicopter.
Or you just rock up to uni in a helicopter. Imagine that, landing just in the middle of the lawn. Hey, guys, I rocked up in a helicopter. I am the most popular person at uni then.
Best thing ever. SWAT team style, just smash through the windows through a ladder into your lecture.
That's intense.
That's what you got to do.
What if the lecture theater doesn't have any windows? There's a couple here.
Through a wall. I suppose
just through a brick wall.
During the night, just kind of destroy the wall a bit. Make it loose so then you can kick it through.
Just so you walk up and kick a hole through in a wall.
Make sure it's not, you know, near the lecture. You don't want the bricks to fall and kill the lecture or even students,
matter. If you do knock out the lecture, you could take over the class.
Yeah, or you could even take advantage of the body.
Well, I wouldn't do it in the middle of a lecture theatre, Jules.
I would.
Wow. That's something that I don't think anyone needed to know. Apart from me.
Apart from...
Because now I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
What a knocked out lecturer.
Yes. You guessed it.
Oh my God, it's that bitch I hate. And now I can have sex with her.
Rape is a serious issue.
God damn it.
You always go down this road.
Although I hear
person.
Our sponsor is actually a rapist. So I don't think we can say any nasty things.
When did we get sponsored by a rapist? Did you figure this out during the week?
Well, this is just for this show in particular.
Oh, okay.
In no way affiliated with the...
affiliated is a good word.
Yeah, with the 3SSR, but this show...
No, yeah.
We got the CD guy from Parliament, actually, who was upskirting a couple of school children. And I said, hey, listen...
Just do you want to give it chop us a little bit of cash and we'll talk about you on the show?
Well, actually, instead of cash, he gave me some pictures. I don't want to talk about the pictures.
Wow, so he sponsored us in illegal pictures.
Well, the pictures, some of them are wearing clothes. Okay, let's just leave it at that.
Okay,
it's legal.
Okay.
Totally legal.
Well, maybe the issue with my driving is that I'm driving on the wrong roads. Right? I'm driving on roads that are dangerous.
Exactly.
I'm driving in lanes where there's too many cars.
In fact, you won't
I should drive in the emergency lane constantly. There's no other cars in it.
Carpool lane.
Carpool
lane. That's what you've got to be doing. You know, and one thing that often confuses me is that I mean, you said you crashed into the embankment before.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't drive on the road. You drive like half on the road, half on the embankment. Are you no, sure that's not the reason why?
I slid into the embankment.
Sure you did. Yeah, the one time you're driving on the road, you crashed.
Oh, okay. Right. So
you're not used to normal roads. You're used to, you know, on rough terrain, on the embankment, in the gutter.
Okay. So that's your problem. So you're taking shots at my driving skills now.
Yeah, well,
I think that's what the whole segment was about, though.
You can't take shots at reality, Tom. Oh, snap. Tom's going to be crying when he gets home. Although, I believe you've got an interview after this.
I do.
Won't ruin it, though.
No. This is a surprise.
Never just let it out.
Why do you let it out, man?
This is bigger news than finding out Lindsay Lohan was a drug addict back in who knows how long.
Yeah, almost.
That Lindsay.
Well, not really. I love Lindsay Lohan. She's hot.
In that movie where she played the twins.
She played twins?
No, she played herself, except they had her both on... It's kind of like they had her both on screen.
What movie was this?
I can't remember, but...
You're talking about Freaky Friday?
No, it's not Freaky Friday. This is when she was like 10 or something.
Oh, okay.
But she played twins. But I'm not sure if they got an actor who looked exactly like Lindsay.
Surely they would have like just done some CGI.
They just got a blonde chick and painted her hair. Ginger. And gave her some freckles.
They couldn't get someone with the same color hair.
Yeah, they just got an albino, put her in a tanning booth for 10 hours straight. And so they get all the freckles. Probably some cancer, but you know what? The role is important to boost Lindsay Lohan's career. Got her on the movie. Bang. $1 million. She's now dead from cancer. But you know what? That's cool.
No, okay. I think you're just spreading lies. You're supposed to be helping the public, Jules, and you're spreading lies on the show.
This is like the dirt on the Fox, okay? We're spreading rumors. We're talking all kinds of shit about celebrities. Did you hear about Charlie Sheen? He's dead.
Charlie Sheen died. Jackie Chan.
Did you hear about that?
No, I just saw it on Facebook. That's all I saw.
He's not actually dead. If you're thinking, Jackie Chan, I loved you, man. I loved you. He's not dead.
We have an interview with him coming up later.
With his dead corpse.
Woo!
It's going to be hard to get some words out of him, but you know, we're going to nudge him, and hopefully the acids in his body can make his mouth move, and some noises can come out, like farts and dead body noises. Hey, listen, we're going to cut to a song.
Dead body noises. Julius, yeah, that's what you decided to go with? That's the last sentence we have before the song?
Yep.
Well, there you go. Dead body noises, everybody.
And if you enjoyed that, please subscribe to the podcast, and we desperately beg you to please join the Facebook page by typing We Talk You Die into the search bar. It's not that hard. Like, honestly, it really isn't that hard. Please tell your friends. We're desperate for some more listeners, and we're going to wait it out till 22 minutes. And yeah, thank you for listening. If you really enjoyed it, please show your appreciation by joining the Facebook page. Goodbye.